And now it's time to get your ears dirty with Sewer Spewer on CJLO 1690 AM. It is Monday, August 1st, 2022. Welcome, my pretties, to Sewer Spewer here on CJLO 1690 AM here in Jojoge, or so-called Montreal. I'm your host, Chris the Frog, and I am bringing you the dirty sounds of the underground with your weekly guide to the punk and metal scene here in Montreal. That song that you heard at the top of the show is coming from a Montreal punk band called La Dérape, and you heard their song Brutal off of their new EP called Ville Fantôme, which was released on July 26th. And one of their members, Phil, hit me up online and asked me if I could play a track off of that EP, and he also mentioned that he's the host of Le Clash, which is a French podcast that broadcasts on Shuck. It's all about local punk bands. So Phil is really doing the Lord's work here in Montreal, so you should go check out that podcast and give a listen to the new EP. Un gros merci à Phil. And if you want to send in your music to be played on the show, you can send me a message on Facebook at facebook.com/sewerspewer, or you could try on Instagram at sewerspewer. So on today's show, we're talking about a few shows happening this weekend, including a show that will be happening tonight. But before we get to that, I'm going to play some new Montreal music that was released in the past couple of weeks and months. Starting off with a thrashy hardcore band called Prowl, who dropped a new album on July 22nd called The Forgotten Realms. So I'll be playing a track off of that, followed by a folky pop punk band called Bucky Harris, who dropped their new album, Liver Talk, last weekend on July 29th. And then after that, I'll be playing a track from Chop Sumi, an indie punk band who have a new EP out called Murder in the Powerhouse of the Self, which was released on May 25th. And then I'll be ending this section with a track from Blister Sister, a weirdo garage post-punk band who have a new EP out called Geomorph, which they released back in June. But I'm going to start off this section with a song by Prowl. This is coming off of their new album called The Forgotten Realms, and the song is called The Merchant of Bones, here on Sewer Spewer, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Yeah. Thank you. Chicken back with babies. I really want you to know that you see yourself writing off. Being scared, being bound. Don't be brave, don't be dumb. Touch and shake you when you're not in love.
This is Steph from Insurrection, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Sewer Spewer.
And we are back with Sewer Spewer here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. You heard some new Montreal music, that last band being Blister Sister, a weird garage post-punk band, with their song Ass Mouth off of their new EP called Geomorph, which they released on June 25th. Before that, you heard Chop Sumi, an indie punk grunge band, with their song Bodies off of their new EP called Murder in the Powerhouse of the Self, which they released on May 25th. And I want to give a shout out to my bud Jordan Barilero, who did the recording and mixing of that EP. Before that, you heard Bucky Harris, a folky pop punk band, with their song The Gates off of their new album called Liver Talk, which they released last weekend on July 29th. And before that, you heard Prowl, a thrashy hardcore band, with their song The Merchant of Bones off of their new album called The Forgotten Realms, released on July 22nd. Moving on, I'm going to tell you about a screamo slash post-hardcore show that's happening tonight, Monday, August 1st, at Turbo House, where you can see bands like Onye from Milan, Italy, No Man from Washington, D.C., Frail Body from Rockford, Illinois, Sanagi from Philadelphia, Yearning from Montreal, and Botfly from Halifax. So that is six screamo bands playing on a Monday night. So the show is supposed to kick off at 7 p.m. And since I've already played tracks from Yearning and Botfly on the show, I'm going to concentrate on the bands that I haven't played as much, starting off with Onye from Milano, Italia. I'll be playing a track off their 2017 album called Prima Che Tutto Bruci, which roughly translates to Before Everything Burns Out. And then I'll be following that with a song from No Man from Washington, D.C., and I'll be playing a track off their 2020 album called Erase, followed by a track from Frail Body from Rockford, Illinois, off their 2019 album called A Brief Memoriam, and then ending the section with a song from Sonagi from Philadelphia, off of their new album, which they released on July 22nd, called Precedent. But let's start off with Onye. This song is called Nel Migliore dei Mondi Possibili, which roughly translates to In the Best of Worlds Possible, here on Sewer Spewer, CJLO 1690 AM.
Canale di It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love
of... Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
And we are back with Sewer Spewer here on CJLO 1690 AM. You heard an assortment of post-hardcore and screamo bands, that last band being Sanagi from Philadelphia, with their song Attachment Theory off of their new album called Precedent, which was released on July 22nd. Before that, you heard Frail Body from Rockford, Illinois, with their song Cold New Home off of their 2019 album, A Brief Memoriam. And Frail Body will be coming to town in November, touring with Ken Mode. Before that, you heard No Man, spelt with a O with a slash in it, from Washington, D.C., with their song Shots Fired off of their 2020 album called Erase. And before that, you heard Onye, spelt O, also with a slash through it, J-N-E. They're from Milan, Italy, and you heard their song Nel Migliore dei Mondi Possibili off of their 2017 album Prima Che Tutto Bruci. And wow, I'm really getting a chance to practice my Italian here. So all of these bands, along with Yearning from Montreal and Botfly from Halifax, will be playing tonight in Montreal on Monday, August 1st at Turbo House. Moving on, I'm going to play some tracks from some bands who will be playing this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starting off with Si Rose et Cendrier, a progressive punk grunge band from Rigaud, Quebec, who will be playing on Friday, August 5th at L'Escogriffe along with Chou, and I'll be playing a track off their 2020 album called Coquerel Molotov. And then after that, I'll be playing a track from Tangents, a so-called anxiety punk band from Orillia, Ontario, who will be playing in Montreal on Saturday, August 6th at the Trackside along with Carissa from Ottawa, Chuzo, and Stoner Conspiracy, and they'll be playing a track off of their new self-titled EP, which came out in June. And then I'll be playing a track from a stoner rock band from Los Angeles called Sasquatch, who will be playing in Montreal on Sunday, August 7th at Piranha Bar, along with Hippie Death Cult from Portland, Oregon, Doom and Blue, and The Naked High. And I'll be playing a track off their new album, which also came out in June, called Fever Fantasy. But let's start off with Si Rose et Cendrier. This is coming off of their 2020 album called Coquerel Molotov, and the song is called Tapis Rouge, here on Sewer Spewer CJLO 1690 AM.
Ah! J'avance dans la partout.
Ready to go. This is Maddie from the hardcore band Vibes, and you are listening to Sewer Spewer on CJLO 1690 AM. Keep it locked.
And we are back with Sewer Spewer here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That last band that you heard was Sasquatch from Los Angeles with their song Voyager off of their new album called Fever Fantasy, which came out in June. And Sasquatch will be in town on Sunday, August 7th at Piranha Bar, playing with Hippie Death Cult from Portland, Oregon, Doom and Blue, and The Naked High. Before that, you heard Tangents from Orillia, Ontario, with their song Angst off of their self-titled EP, which also came out in June, and they'll be playing on Saturday, August 6th at the Trackside, along with Carissa from Ottawa, Chuzo, and Stoner Conspiracy. And before that, you heard Cyrus et Cendrier from Rigaud, Quebec, with their song Tapis Rouge off of their 2020 album called Coquerel Molotov, and they'll be playing on Friday, August 5th at Let's Go Griff with Shu. With the remaining time on today's show, I'm going to play you some new tracks from two Quebec City hardcore bands, their first being Get the Shot, who have an album coming out on October 7th called Merciless Destruction. And then I'll be playing a track from a black and crust punk band called Saccage, who dropped a new EP this past Friday, July 29th, called Sharon. But let's start off with Get the Shot. This song is called Bloodbather, and it features vocals from Matthias Tarneth from the Belgian hardcore band Nasty, here on Sewer Spewer CJLO 1690 AM. Saccage from Quebec City with their song Fumigation off of their new EP called Charonne, which was released last Friday. And before that, you heard Get the Shot, also from Quebec City, with their song Bloodbather, which will appear on their upcoming album called Merciless Destruction, set to be released on October 7th. Well, we're nearing the end of this episode of Sewer Spewer. Thank you so much for listening. But be sure to tune in next Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. For that show, I'll be talking about more live music here in Montreal, and I'll be playing tracks from La Armada, who I'm looking forward to seeing live. I'd like to end the show with a cover, as I always do, and this cover is coming from Just Ice, a Rimouski hardcore band. And on July 1st, they dropped a new EP called Galactic Conquest. And the last track off of that EP is a cover of Swallowing Knives by the Pennsylvania hardcore band Bad Seed. And that was originally released off their demo in 2008. But before we go, you've probably seen that the Pope is doing his rounds across Canada, apologizing to the Indigenous people for the Catholic Church's role in the residential school system, which was responsible for the deaths of more than 5,000 Indigenous children based on how many unmarked graves we found so far. But you don't have to be an Indigenous person to realize that these apologies are forced and empty. And what the Indigenous people really need is reparations. The Vatican Church is sitting on billions and billions of dollars in stolen wealth from the Indigenous populations that they've helped colonize over the past few centuries, and it's time that they return that money back to the people they stole it from. Only then can real change and real healing begin. And the Canadian government also owes the Indigenous people reparations, and myself, the descendant of colonizers, wouldn't mind paying a bit more in taxes if I knew that it would go towards First Nations communities, helping them get access to healthy food and clean drinking water and whatever other support that they need, instead of having that money go to build pipelines that go through Indigenous land. So although an apology from the Catholic Church might seem like a step in the right direction, it'll ultimately lead to nothing. So, Mr. Pope, you can stuff your stories where the sun don't shine, and you can start writing out checks. All right, that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. Please enjoy this cover of Swallowing Knives by Bad Seed, as performed by Just Ice. Until next week, peace.